is with Tom Repke from Linden Road Presbyterian in Mansfield. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Thanks
good to be here.
Thanks for coming out. Now, Mansfield isn't in our broadcast pattern.
No, but the web makes it really close.
Exactly. And you can hear us at home in Ashland anyway.
Yeah.
So that counts.
It does.
You're in.
Yeah.
You're in. Okay, so here's how it works. We've got three questions, and we're going to go back and forth with you and work through these questions, and we'll see where this leads.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. Every church wants community to happen in some way. What's the best way?
Make it happen. I mean, even this morning, so I mean, all of us, you know, when you think about it, we're wired for community. I mean, that's, you know, from the creation, literally. In the Trinity, you have the most amazing community, and then we are created in the image of a holy God, and so therefore, that's why we desire these things. And so, even this morning, as I'm reading in my devotions and working through the book of Exodus, and they're building the temple, you know, this amazing place to go worship God, and how everybody got excited, and it came out of giving. First, they had to give up lots of stuff to make the thing come together, their time, their talent, their treasures, but they also had to serve together. And I think those are the things, especially in our culture today, you know, there's lots of books that are coming out. John Eldridge has one. Alan Felding, who's out on the West Coast, has another, all about how do we find margin in our lives. And it really is that idea of stopping and just doing things with people. Mm-hmm. And our churches, I think, sometimes are too programmed. And we want people to come to the building, but really what we need are people to just do. Go to Starbucks, or, you know, go to the local coffee shop or Skyline Chili or wherever, and have just conversations and create that sense. Mm.
Pastor Tom Repke is with us this morning, and question number two comes from Gabrielle.
Yes, so Pastor Tom, you and your wife attend a conference every year. Tell us what you and your wife do at the Passion Conference in Atlanta and what you learn from it.
Well, you know, Passion's been around for a little over 20 years. It started in a cornfield with Louis Giglio in Texas and John Piper, this great pastor, and 2,000 college kids. And most recently in January, they were in the Mercedes Dome in downtown Atlanta with 65,000 college students. And we go and serve the title that they call as a door holder, which is just this idea that it one day is better, you know, holding the door. In the kingdom than doing anything else, right?
So
the idea is we just go to serve. Mm-hmm. And for us, I think Melinda and I, we've been doing that for 6 years, and there's just the energy of being with millennials and even younger that they bring, but they're also looking for, back to this conversation about community, they're really looking for just what we know about life, because again, it's so complicated, and we're all connected through technology, which is amazing, but we also just need to do life together. And so whether you're 65,000 kids, college kids in a dome worshiping, or you're sitting around the table and having a conversation over coffee cake, it's, you know, it's really something amazing. And Passion is just one of those things that is just incredible to be a part of, just watching young people do what they can do. And they bring energy to us, right?
Well, yeah, and so I guess I want to follow up on that, because you are boomers.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're with Generation Z.
Yeah.
At this conference,
right.
And I have to imagine there are some amazing conversations that happen for you and them.
Well,
because of them,
right? And so we serve over, like this year we were over Section 122 in the dome, which is 900 seats, and we were sort of the house parents to those students that came, and everybody's looking for the best seat in the space, you know. And it's like, look, they're all good. Just sit and enjoy. And here's what's interesting: when Ravi Zacharias takes the podium, mm-hmm. there's absolute silence, and you watch phones open up and iPads open up and moleskins open up, where people begin to take notes because the wisdom of what Ravi brings. And then you find out that Ravi, when he was a young person, actually attempted suicide. Okay, and so the reality of our lives aren't much different, and so those moments, or somebody like John Piper, who again, that the reverence that's shown to John in his season of life, where he's, you know, one of the oldest guys in the room in some sense, serving,
right.
But there's deep respect. Or you've got somebody like Sadie Robertson on the other end, mm-hmm. who is this young, newly married, or Tim Tebow, who are talking about what does their faith look like. And Tim actually wrapped up the conference this year and just knocked it out of the park, because he said, look.
You know, literally.
Literally, yeah. Like he did the other day.
Yeah.
Because really, we the idea that these folks sitting here, he said, look, you all look around, you're here because of somebody's vision 23 years ago. So what's your vision for the future? So there's that energy that comes where we all have this, because we only get today, right? And even your post yesterday on Ash Wednesday, or day before, from our friend in St. Louis, of just realizing that, you know, death is right there for all of us. But as Christians, we have hope.
Right.
You know, and so we have a view of the world, and the world's looking for that. And I think even young people are looking for that. So passion is just one avenue. It's big and it's loud, and we didn't do 31 miles this year in the dome because they didn't have us doing as much, but that's what we did 2 years ago when we were in the old dome over 3 days. It's just a lot of walking.
Yes. Pastor Tom Repke is with us from Linden Road Presbyterian Church in Mansfield. Third question. Now, there may be a lot of listeners who have never thought about Lent as anything more than giving up chocolate for 6 weeks.
So,
why should we do Lent?
Well, I think, again, it's fun that it's our church calendar. For those of us that are in more liturgical or traditional churches, you know, we offer sort of the paraments, you know, those things that are on the worship table or up front get changed out to go along with the seasons. But for us, I think as just human beings, we need a pause. And I think really the idea of Lent is that 40-day journey like Jesus took. And there's lots of 40 days, right, in the scriptures.
Right.
And there's just something about in our culture today that I think we're too busy. And I think especially now, the idea of leaning in and, okay, give up chocolate if you want. But the purpose of that, even I used your article, the article you shared, is sort of the basis. Because we had a lot of young people. We have some fourth and fifth graders at church on Wednesday night. And so I put that up, that first the quote about how morbid life is in the sense that death is right here at our door. But on the other hand, as Christians, we believe that there's a life beyond this. And so Lent gives us that opportunity to pause and reflect on what this is all about one more time. Even though we know the story, but as I read the scriptures, you know, even this morning reading Exodus, I know that there's some stuff right after they do this amazing thing at the Mount, you know, that it's like we forget who we're supposed to be. And really it's about intimacy with Him, which is the idea of community.
Well, Tom, thank you for those three great answers on this edition of Ask a Pastor, but you may not leave, because we now go to the lightning round.
There we go.
And we have 10 questions, very short answers. All right, are you ready?
Go.
Gabriel, let's go.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John?
John.
Hymns or worship choruses?
Yes.
He got us.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. You're accepting that answer?
I'm accepting the answer.
Longest one-day bike ride?
It was outside of Atlanta, and it was about 114 miles.
He is a cyclist.
Yeah.
So that we know about.
For the kingdom.
For the kingdom.
We raised money for Joplin.
Okay. Awesome. Very good. Favorite Christian writer from over 100 years ago?
Hodge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, old school.
Okay, yeah.
Favorite Christian writer from today?
The guy who's rocking me right now is John Eldridge.
Okay.
He's got some stuff out there that's really sort of pushing.
Okay. Best place to go for a day-long date?
Oh, anywhere in Cleveland, on the North Shore. I mean, it's there's just so many great places. Museum.
Yeah.
Tremont. I mean, that whole area. There's all sorts of fun things there.
And I've seen your posts from the West Side Market.
Yes, and that's, yeah.
Melinda's happy place.
Yeah, she and Sarah were just there the other day.
Okay.
All right, your favorite thing that comes out of Melinda's kitchen?
Oh, that's not fair.
That's like, it's like asking you which child is your favorite.
Yeah, all of it, because if you could get downstairs to the basement to see the can section.
So, the can section?
Yeah, it's just like everything from mincemeat to...
Okay, yeah, come on, you got to pick one.
Okay.
You got to pick...
Elderberries. Elderberry sauce and jams and...
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah. The church is at its worst when we blank.
When we think it's about us.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yep.
The church is at its best when we blank.
When we just have open hands and just trust that God's leading.
Amen.
Even though we don't know where it's going.
And I think I know the answer to this one, but I'm asking it anyway. Number 10. Frodo Baggins or Samwise Gamgee?
Well, the story is really about Samwise being the faithful walk along, right? Frodo is the one that gets the front front door, but it's always Sam that's like, I just want to go back to the Shire. Can I just go back to the Shire in Garden?
Yes. Yes.
Life was much easier then. But I think Sam's faithfulness and also his knuckleheadedness too, because
that's true.
That's why he's my alter ego. It's like, yeah.
Pastor Tom Repke from Linden Road Presbyterian in Mansfield, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Man, it's good to have you here.
So good to have what you guys are doing here. So blessings.
Oh, thank you, sir. And we may have you back at some point, so keep your schedule flexible.
We can do that.
All right. And hello to Melinda, too, and thank you for the coffee.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for the coffee.
That was good. Music from Lauren Talley here on Heartfelt Radio. Hope your morning's off to a good start. This is Mornings with Mark and Gabe.